All right, so working on the Shabbos, Kuf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. The question of Mashkiach Bol Ovel. All right, so there's two gears over here. We'll go through both of them. So we should take first. Take the gears that we have first. Mashkiach Bol Ovel is not Ovel. Right? Rashba first, or the other way first? Doesn't matter. All right, we'll do Rashba first. So Rashba learns as he takes the gears of the Gaonim that the Gra mentions. Okay, so first of all, why does he prefer this Girsa? Why does he prefer this Girsa? Right. He prefers this Girsa because we hold Mashkiach Bol Ochel is Ochel. Right? So he'd rather have this whole Gemara go Gilchasa. Not have to say that this whole Gemara went Lav Gilchasa. So how does it work out? So it says like this. So let's go through it again. Oh, we didn't go through the Rashi's way of learning. So how does it go? It goes like this. That you start with the case of where you're doing what? You're smearing the top of the bread with the grape juice, right? You squeeze out the juice on top of the bread to give it a shine. So the Gemara first said that is ens machlokas tanoim if the bread is hukshar, if the kikar is hukshar. So the Gemara says that's our case. That is our very question. Mashkiach Bol Ochel, is it ochel or not? The one who says it's hukshar holds it's not ochel. The one who says it's not hukshar holds it is ochel. Right? So it's interesting. At this point, I mean, this is like another mini Havamin over here, right? At this point, the Gemara is assuming that this is definitely Mashkiach Bol Ochel. Right? That is definitely considered Mashkiach Bol Ochel. And that's the question. Is it Mashkiach Bol Ochel Ochel or Lav Ochel? Okay. So the Gemara says, no, you can't prove it from here. Because you could say that everybody really holds Mashkiach Bol Ochel is Ochel. Right? We're going to go with that gear. Everybody holds Mashkiach Bol Ochel is Ochel. Right? But this is not Mashkiach Bol Ochel. Correct? This is Mashkiach Bol Ibud. The Rashba doesn't go through this step, right, in his explanation. Okay. So why is it Bol Ibud? Because it's not being like Rashi says. Adaiti the Azul Ibud Sha or Shoav Ovisarfa. So that was the Havamina was Mashkiach Bol Ochel, like Rashi says, because it's Litzarach Ochel, right? It's for the purpose of the food. The food is its objective, correct? And Rav Papa is saying that's not how you define Mashkiach Bol Ochel. It has to be that's really it's true. The purpose might have been food, but Bol Ochel means that what? It's part of an achila. And over here, it's being destroyed. So it's not part of an achila. Bol Ochel doesn't mean tzarach, Rav Papa is saying, right? It means dafka as an ochel itself, right? But over here, it's going to be destroyed. So it's really Mashkiach Bol Ibud. Correct? Okay. But on Mashkiach Bol Ochel, everybody would agree it is ochel. Am I right? Everybody would agree it is Ochel. Okay. So this is really the question that Tosus was bothered with. If you're going to tell me Mashkiach Bol Ochel is Ochel, Lekuli Alma, then how can Mashkiach Bol Ibud be Mashkiach? How could Mashkiach Bol Ibud be Mashkiach? That's why Tosus says that can't be the Girsa. All right, so let's see. So I know you said we're doing the Rashba, but let's define why Tosis thinks that that's not possible. Tosfos looking at it. Now, as this has to do with what we mean when we say that the mashke can be turned from mashke to ochel. Right? It has to do with the very process, the very mechanism of mashke habola ochel ochel. According to the way Tosfos learns mashke habola ochel, right? He learns that mashke habola ibud is a kol shekein of mashke habola ochel. Let's just put it clearly, right? The way Tosfos is understanding that the question of mashke habola ochel is ochel or not, he holds that mashke habola ibud is even more of a reason to say it's not a mashke. If you're going to tell me mashke habola ochel is not a mashke, then Tosfos is learning kol shekein mashke habola ibud is not a mashke. That's why he says you cannot learn kuli amo lo pligi mashke habola ibud, mashke habola ochel is ochel. Because then how are you ever going to have a shita that says the kikar is hukshar? It's going to be a retrograde motion in order to do something like that. Right? Say something quickly. Sorry. One thing that's important to keep in mind in this whole discussion is that everybody agrees that the mashke stam is definitely a mashke. And we know that from two cases. Okay? We know that from two cases. What are the two cases? We know it from the Zov that's Chole Vesa'ez, right? That we say the Tipa Rishona, that's the Tipa Rishona, Rashi explains, is definitely a Mashke, right? Because you don't have what? You don't have any counter Kavana, right? You just have Stam. You want the Mashke. You want this liquid. And Stam, it has the same Mashke. And we see it from another case too. What's the other case? Where the guy just squeezes the grape to soften it. Squeezes the olive, I'm sorry, to soften it. He doesn't have a das as a to produce an oil to use it as a mashke. Right? But he's happy with it. He does want to produce it, and he is happy with its existence. Because it helps his olives grow. It helps his olives better. Taste better. But he doesn't really have das to use it as a mashke, per se, right? You could argue that that is a use of the mashke, but it seems that just the das to produce it, just the das to produce it and keep it, stam is a shame mashke. You only get into a question of losing the shame mashke when you're doing it dafka for something else, right? But as long as you had das to produce it, stam, right? And it's not le'ibud, then it's definitely as a shame mashke. The only case, the interesting case, is where you don't have any das to produce it at all. Then we say it's not a mashke. Right? Like where the guy is just accidentally producing it. So the mashke does have to be a product. Right? It has to be the product of your you have to be motzi it. But if you just motzi it stam, then it's definitely as a shame mashke. So the only question really, so in other words, what comes out of that observation is you could say that the whole question of mashke habol ochel being ochel or mashke habol ibud being not mashke is a question of what? Of removing it from its stam. Right? Removing it from its stam. Right? Okay. So that's how Tosfos is going. Go ahead. Okay. So, to put simply, Tosfos is learning, just as a basic approach, his approach to the question is that mashke habola ochel is nothing more than a removal of its shame mashke. Right? It's a distortion of its stam. It's a distortion of what it's omed for. It's as long as you, even if you have a distorted view, even if you take it out of its essential purpose of mashke into a secondary idea of ochel, right, which is closely related to mashke, even that is enough to destroy the shame mashke. Then certainly if you produced it for nothing, it has no shame mashke. Right? In other words, the way Tosfos is learning, his his continuum over here, his spectrum is how much das is necessary to remove it from its shem mashke. So he's learning that if even the das of ochel removes it from a shem mashke, then certainly the das of zero, the das of destruction, will remove it from shem mashke. He can't fathom an idea like that, that you'll say if you're off the mark just a little, then it's not a mashke, but if you're totally off, it's good. That doesn't make sense to him, because it's a matter of being oker, the davar, being oker it from its initial designation.
Why is that more chamor? I mean, what's worse?
Now, if you say ochel abol mashke abol ochel is mashke, that means two things. It means I, with my das, can define it, right? And even a slight change in purpose, will remove it from its initial identity, right? So he's saying if my das, just moving it from a mashke to an ochel, can actually be koveya it as an ochel and remove its shame of mashke, then my das initially to say that it's garbage should also remove it from mashke. My das initially to say that it's waste, that is li'ibud, should certainly be able to know is my machshava is a reality over here. And I can be oker it from what it is based on the way I'm defining it. So if I define it as an ochel, that's enough to remove its shem mashke. So if I define it as a nothing, it's also certainly should remove the shem mashke. In other words, mashke is a certain purpose. And even if I just change its purpose, I can remove the shem mashke. But if I deem it purposeless, then of course it's going to remove its shem mashke. That's the way he's looking at it. Right, so according to Tosos, right, so just to clarify, just to get the facts straight again. So according to Tosos, if you have a machlokes about mashke habol le'ibud, whether it's mashke or not, that's only possible if there's a machlokas, that's not possible, let's put it this way, it's impossible to have a further machlokas of mashke habol le'ibud if you've already decided that everybody agrees mashke habol le'ochel is not a mashke. That can't be a further question. There's no further question. There's no possibility for those two things cannot coexist. You can't say everybody agrees mashke habol le'ochel is ochel, but there's a machlokas on mashke habol le'ibud. You'd be like saying, if I only slightly change something's definition, it's considered changed. But if I completely remove its whole existence, then it stays the same. He says, that's not possible. That's not possible. If it has to do with, but the point is, it has to do with negating. That's the way he's learning the whole svara of the machshava of Ochlin. It's not a question of Ochlin per se. It's a question of negating its stam definition of mashke. If even using it as a consumable, but in a different form, negates its shame of mashke, certainly considering it, deeming it a bottle is worse. Yeah. Right. In other words, if a particular negation is effective to remove the shame mashke, then certainly a categorical negation is effective to remove the shame mashke. Okay. Okay, but the Rashba learns differently, right? The Rashba learns we are Gores, Mashke and Habol Ochel is Kuli Alma, that it's Ochel. And yet, we have a further question of Mashke Habol Ibud. So go ahead, so what does he say? So how does he say it's possible?
Inside,
right? Yeah, what does he say? Okay, so the Rashba explains, he says, how can you have this machlokas? Machlokas would be like this, that even though everybody agrees, mashke habol le'ochel is ochel, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that the mashke habol le'ibud, or haholech le'ibud, or the word like the word says, omeh le'ibud, is still a mashke. Why? Because even though a mashke that goes into an ochel in general is like an ochel, here, since it's going to Ibud, because the Eish is going to burn it and not remain within it, right, it's not an Ochel. It's not Ke Ochel. It's rather kimashke de alma, she'eno bo l'toch ochel. Right? So he's going back, just to be clear. He is taking the maskana and explaining the kikar case, according to the maskana. Right? Is he? Right. So he's explaining the kikar case like Rav Papa, that everybody agrees the mashke bala ochel is really ochel, but the kikar is different because the mashke is ultimately going to be destroyed. So that's like mashke habala ibud. Okay, so what's the svara though? What's the svara according to this way of learning of mashke bala ochel is ochel? Let me clarify something. Okay, so according to the Rashba's derech, it comes out like this. It comes out like this, that let's assume everybody agrees mashke habol ochel is ochel, correct? Mashke habol ochel is ochel, and the clear case of mashke haomed leibud is a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Okay, you understand? Everybody agrees mashke habol le'ochel is ke ochel dami. So if I take my grapes and I squeeze them into my kedera with tavshil, everybody agrees that's mutter on Shabbos. And if I take my olive off of the tree, I take my olive and I squeeze it to see how the oil looks when it comes out and drips to the ground, that's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. And I've left out one case. What case did I leave out? The bread case. The bread case is a middle question. Do I consider mashke that's used to brighten the bread but will ultimately be destroyed, le'ochel or le'ibud?
I think the Rashi doesn't mention the malchukas by the Zisim.
But that's an open question. That's vaday.
But if you're working within the Rashba's girsa,
no, it's. I'm contending, against a little bit of resistance here, that the Rashba is explaining the kikar case according to the maskana of the Gemara. Okay. In other words, the kikar case went through three revisions. Okay? Initially, the Gemara thought it was a question of machlokas itself of mashke habala ochel. Then Rav Papa says, no. It has nothing to do with mashke habala ochel. It's mashke habala ibud. Right? It's purely a mashke habala ibud case. Havamina was, it's purely a mashke habala ochel case. Rav Papa said it's purely a mashke habala ibud case, and it's a machlokas about mashke habala ibud itself. Then the Gemara says, no, it's neither. It's a question if it's ochel or ibud. That is exactly the question. Okay? But that means that there are two extremes. There's a clear case of mashke habala ochel, which is definitely ochel, according to the Rashba's way of learning. There's a clear case of mashke habo le'ibud, which is a machlokes. And you'll have to say the kikar case is within the sheet that it holds. Mashke habo le'ibud is le'ibud, is not mashke. Do you say that a mashke that goes into a food to ultimately be destroyed from it while leaving a positive effect in it is a mash, is le'ochel or le'ibud? Okay? But in terms of the theoretical, in terms of the pure theoretical points, you have mashke habol ochel ke ochel, everybody agrees with, And at the same time, there's a machlokas of mashke habol li'ibud, is it mashke or not? That is what I want to focus on for a minute. How do you say that mashke habol ochel is ke ochel l'kuli alma, and there's a machlokas about mashke habol li'ibud? That's what Tosfos found unacceptable. How does the Rashba explain that machlokas, given that everybody agrees mashke habol le'ochel is ochel? Good, Shai?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so everyone must admit that what? So this is what we have to focus on. This question is what we have to focus on. That even though everyone agrees mashke habol ochel is ke ochel dami, there's a machlokas about mashke habol ibud. So how is that possible? That's what was confounding Tosfos. How is it possible to say that that one shita holds mashke habol ochel is ochel, but if it's libud, it's mashke? Okay? All right. So Jonah was trying something. I mean, aren't you trying something, Sue?
Yeah.
Okay. So it seems to me like this, that it has to do with the question of what the svara of mashke bala ochel is keochel dummy, correct? Tosfos learned the only understood mashke bala ochel keochel as a removal of the shame mashke. But it would seem that the Rashba holds as another svara, that it's dafka ochel and mashka that have this relationship. It's dafka because it's a mashka and an ochel that it can attain the shame ochel. That he holds that since mashkin and ochlin are really in the same category of achilas adam. But ochel, I'm positing now for the sake of this svara, ochel is a superior level is a superior entity of consumption over mashkin. Mashkin is something just for thirst, but ochlin is sustenance itself. Okay, we might not need to maintain this for I'm not sure. Maybe it's exaggerated for this svara, but let's say this is what I'm trying to say, that he holds it's not that because I have the shame ochel. Let's put it this way. It's not that I have the shame ochel is being oker the shame mashke. But mashke itself, since it exists in the greater category of consumable objects, which contains food and mashke, it's subject to an inclusion, or it's subject to a reclassification within the same category. You understand? It's only because it's within the category of the overall category of achilas adam that it's susceptible to a shinoi in its shame. You understand? That the mashke is omeid stam lamashke, but the idea of ochel is still an applicable concept to the mashke. So therefore, mashke habol ochel is keochel. But if it's le'ibud, then there's no redefinition allowable. In other words, that becomes, according to Rashba, the machlokas itself. What is the svara of mashke habol ochel ochel? Is it an idea that I can be oker the shame of mashke, or is it that mashke is omeid for two definitions? You understand? But it's not that I can be oker something. I can't be oker the shame. You understand? It's not that I can be oker the shame of a mashke, but it's omeid for a minor use of achila, which is a mashke, or an essential use of achila, which is ochel. The fact that it's in the category of achila is what makes it susceptible to an inclusion in a higher form of its own category. You understand? But it's not that I can really, with my das, affect things. Tosfos was learning that my das can affect definitions of things and can remove definitions of things. So therefore, le'ibud is definitely a problem. But the Rashba was saying, no, it's possible to learn that mashke habol le'ochel is ochel because it's intrinsically related to ochel. Therefore, it's roy for an eloi leochlin. But there's nothing intrinsic in the person's das that allows them to fiddle with the definitions. You understand? So then it would come out that according to the Rashba, it's possible to say that, let's put it this way, that the machshava of le'ibud, according to the Rashba, is like a non-machshava. It's not shayach to the thing. The only machshavos that are going to affect the mashke is the machshava that's roi for it. You understand? You can redefine it amongst its uses. But if I'm not having a machshava of a use, then it's just going to have its stam shame automatically. You understand? According to Tosvos, any machshava is oker its shame. According to the Rashba, there's no such thing as being oker the shame. You can have a machshava within its use, that if it's a legitimate form of its use, then that will be koveya it for that use. But if it's not a machshava that's shaykh to any of its usages, then it's just like a star machshava. It's like a fantasy machshava. It's similar to the machshava in Kajim. You know, if you have an insane machshava, that's not considered a shinoi shame. It has to be that I have a machshava that's roi, that it's roi that I could have done with the thing. If it's a machshava of something that I couldn't have done with it, then it's considered like just shtus. It's not really a machshava. You understand?
What about the side that says it?
So just to sum it up, according to Tosfos, let's take Tosfos, let's just run through it with Tosfos. According to Tosfos, Mashkeh Bal Le'ibud, let's start with Mashkeh Bal Le'ibud, according to Tosfos. So there's a sheet that says Mashkeh Bal Le'ibud is Mashkeh. So what does that mean? It means your das is a non-factor in this issue. That's what it means. It means that whether it's what it is defined simply by the objective standard. And if you have machshava l'ibud, then all that means is you're taking mashke and you're wasting it. Okay? But your machshava plays no role in being koveya what the cheftza is. That's the mashke bal l'ibud, is mashke according to Tosos. You understand? We're just going over a quick summary. According to Tosos, if you learn mashke bal l'ibud is mashke, then you're saying that your machshava is a non-issue. That you have no control with your machshava. You cannot define a cheftza with your machshava. It's like saying I'm going to take an apple and say I'm going to throw it into the ground. So what? It's still an apple. You're just wasting an apple. So what comes out of the olive or the grape is defined objectively. What you do with it is a separate question. So if I have das to squeeze the olive to see if the oil is to see if the olive is ready, and then I'm just going to throw the oil away. So all I did was I made a mashke and I wasted it. All right, I might not say it's a waste because I have an ulterior motive, but in terms of the shame mashke, your machshava is non-effective, right? And then that shita would also say mashke habol le'ochel is also a mashke, right? If you hold mashke habol le'ibud is a mashke, right? If you hold mashke bal ibud as a mashke, then you're going to say that what? Then you're going to say mashke bal ochel is also, means your machshava is a non-issue, no? So then I'm saying my machshava, right. And if I say mashke bal ibud is nothing, is not a mashke, so then that means if I negate its total existence, that makes it not a mashke. But now it's possible to say either side by mashke bal ochel. You understand?
Well, not that you're redefining it as something.
That's right. It's not redefining. Nobody holds from redefining according to Tosfos. But mashke habal le'ibud is a question because you're removing it, you're being mevatlet legamri. That's what the question is by mashke habal le'ibud. In other words, the question of mashke habal le'ibud according to Tosfos is not a question, can I define it with my das? Right? It's a question of, everybody agrees that it's not a, One more time. If you hold mashkeh bol li'ibud is mashkeh, then that means your das is a non-issue. Right? Okay. But if you hold mashkeh bol li'ibud is not a mashkeh, that means that my machshava, that's mevatlet's very existence, is effective. Okay? That machshava is effective. But what about my machshava that changed, what about my machshava of changing it from a mashkeh to an ochel? Is that machshava effective? Right. All right, so put it more simply. Nobody's listening to this. Anyway. Put it more simply. Mashkeh, guy didn't shut this off by now. If you say mashkeh habol le'ibud, according to Tosfos, it goes like this. If you hold mashkeh habol le'ochel is an ochel, then there's no room for the machlokas of mashkeh habol le'ibud. But if you hold mashkeh habol le'ochel is a mashkeh, then there's room for mashkeh habol le'ibud machlokas. Right, that's what we were just discussing a moment ago, just in a different from a different perspective. So what does that mean? It means like this: that if I hold mashkeh habol le'ochel is still a mashkeh, why is it a mashkeh? Is it because my machshava is a non-factor, and the only definition of the mashkin comes from the objective definition? And then even le'ibud would be nothing, right? Right? Or is it that mashkeh haba le'ochel is mashkeh because it's not a complete negation of the cheftza? I'm still using it in its general category of what it is. But if I would negate its entire existence, then that would remove its shame. You understand?
What was the other time again?
No, it's why is mashkeh habol le'ochel still a mashkeh? Two possibilities. Either because your machshava has zero impact, And what it is out of your control, legamri. Right? Can you think about something that it should be what it's not?
It's always a
mashke. Why is it always a mashke? Because that's the way the olam treats it. That's its definition. So then, even the ibud is a mashke, right? Or do I say the only reason why mashkeh bol le'ochel is still a mashkeh is because it's le'ochel? But if it were le'ibud, it would not be a mashkeh. Why? Because I have to remove. It's not that my machshava plays no role. My machshava can do something, but only by negating its very existence. As long as I machshev it as a cheftza within its general categorical use, it will retain its shem mashke. The only way to undo the shem mashke is to negate it completely as a cheftza. It's not that my machshava has no effect, but it can't fine-tune its definition. It can remove it legamri, but it can't manipulate it. You understand? There's two possibilities why mashkeh habol le'ochel is still a mashkeh. Is it because my machshava cannot affect it at all? Or is it that my machshava simply can't change its definition, but it could remove it legamri? You understand? But the Rashba learns the other way. That everybody agrees mashkeh habol le'ochel is ochel. And the question is why? Is it because it's completely within my control to define it, and therefore le'ibud would also be nothing? Or is it that it's not within my control to define it completely, but I can change it from one of its purposes to another purpose within its category? You understand? That's the clear two sides of the Rashba and the Tosfos. They're coming from opposite ends.
You say the Rashba again?
The Rashba is learning, when I say mashka bol ochel is ochel, why is that? Is it because its definition is completely up to my will? I can be oker its definition with my will alone. So then, if lemashkin, if leochel is an akira of its shame, then leibud is certainly an akira of its shame. Or is it, now that's similar to one of Tosafot's sides, or is it that I can only reclassify it within its category? Right? But ibud is not a reclassification, so then it's going to continue. Then it'll just be mashke. Now, according to Tosafot, the two possibilities are it's completely out of my control, or I can be ochre. It's either completely out of my control, or an existential machshava is in my control. Right? There's no chance of turning it into an ochel. But either that's because it's completely out of my control, in which case le'ibud would also be a mashke, or I just have a minimal control of whether I could deem it as an existence or not. So then le'ibud would negate it. Whereas the Rashba, one side holds, it's completely in my control. And the other side holds, it's not completely in my control, but I can be mishana, its shame, to another similar identity.
It's the mirror side of
Tosis. Right. It's Tosis through the looking glass. Well, it's... Right?